you know, spirituality seems to be all the rage now, doesn't it? And, you know, Western culture, for the most part, still rejects established, organized religion. But in a world that claimed all the answers were to be found in science, commerce, and the naturally observed world, we seem to have been just left overwhelmingly underwhelmed and disappointed. So hence the reemergence of spirituality in our search for meaning beyond the established order of things, especially here within Western culture. Spirituality has become what I call the new crucifix. I'm spiritual, I'm spiritual. Everybody's spiritual. And spirituality is worn in thought, it's worn in outlook, it's worn in practice. And I like the idea. I mean, I like the idea of people self-building beyond what is known and what is observed. And I'm intrigued by the constantly recurring idea that not all wisdom resides in just this generation alone. But all the technological advancements that have come with blinding speed, there is still in us a sense of wonder, a sense of wonder about the things that we don't know. Not just about our world, but about a world of spiritual exploration. A simple definition of spiritual is something that gives life or a sense of empowerment, sense of empowered life, I should say. Hence, people go on pilgrimages, people engaging in lifelong philanthropy, people engaging in environmental issues, people chasing extreme sport experiences the world over. They all seek the things that give life and through which they can live life better. The popular individual approach to exploring and developing spirituality is to search deep within yourself for all the answers needed to be a better you and a more in touch with you. And that's the popular individual approach. But having spent the last 25 years around spiritual communities of all kinds, it's become obvious to me that spirituality isn't just a nebulous, indistinct notion that we chase blindly. Because the common pattern I see in all spiritual communities, at the very least, is the living of a life with a keen awareness that your presence in the material world has significance way beyond the space you physically occupy in that world. One of the signs of real deepening spirituality that I've seen across all spiritual communities is the desire to be other-centered about their existence, not just self-centered. Other-centered in the sense of their responsibility to how they live with people, how they live around people, and how they live in the world in general. There is a sense that to be spiritual is to have a moral and ethical obligation to the well-being and lived experiences of others as much as you do for your own self. I mean, you know, on the flip side of that, if we're not mindful, our spiritual journeys can become so self-absorbed that they begin to border on a type of spiritual narcissism. But being conscious of a world of good outside of our eternal, internal worlds, I should say, means being conscious of how we protect the integrity of our journeys and the integrity of the journeys of people who are around us and the people who journey closely with us. Ultimately, listen, we all tend towards spirituality by whichever way we define it, because as humans, we all default towards wonder. And wonder is where we enter the awareness of a life so much bigger, so much more connected, and so much more intricately interconnected than we actually know. So, how do we go about finding our spiritual selves? Well, amongst the hundreds of books you can read and thousands of suggestions you may read, Let me just give four of mine. Okay. Four of mine. Number one, be open to understanding that as great as we are as human beings, there are multiple limits to that greatness and that not all answers lie with just us. Number two, Be conscious of your obligation to care to and for more than just you and your immediate circle of care. And be intentional about exploring what those obligations are. Number three, develop the spiritual discipline of meditation and reflective self-alignment. And by that, I mean things like writing and reading and meditation, creative expression, service to others, prayer. And number four, which may come as a surprise, learn the ways in which you can love better. Let me say that again. Learn the ways in which you as an individual can love better. Okay, let's do the work. What are the things in the world that still fill you with wonder? I want you to write them down and look at them and maybe add to them. Think about the ways in which you can extend that list by the end of a week. Write down the immediate things that come to mind that fill you with wonder. And then I want you to just add to it and see how long that list gets by the end of the week. Number two, how can you be more other-centered in your approach to life? Other-centered in your approach to life. And lastly, what new spiritual discipline have you considered, or should you consider, adopting into your lived experience? Okay, go do the work.